Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Meisres Perig Dalid Mishnah Beis. Tenoikos Shetamnu Te'enim L'Shabbos. We know there's a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. The Karasa L'Shabbos Oynik, says the Navi Yeshayah. Because eating on Shabbos is so chashiv, whatever you set aside for Shabbos becomes, when Shabbos comes, as if in its achilas kva. So normally during the week, you have a snack, it's a snack. On Shabbos, it's Shabbos party, it's chashiv. And because it's so chashiv, you're not supposed to eat before you take off maestros. Not even achilas aroi. Or better yet, there is no achilas aroi when it comes to Shabbos because it's so chashiv. What happened over here is we have children, Tanoikis children, Shetamu that hid to Enim L'Shabbos figs to have as their Shabbos party for Shabbos. And they're in the field, says the Batanura, because if it came into the house, once it comes into the house is Koveit L'Maisers. Now, if you set aside something for Shabbos, it's not Usher before Shabbos, but once Shabbos comes, you can't eat it before you take off Maisers, and that Isser stays in place, even Mitzvah Shabbos. Because this really became a Shabbos food. It was set aside as a Shabbos food. Normally, explains about Tanura, children, if they make up in their machshava to set aside something for a purpose, it doesn't have a halachic bearing. But over here, because they didn't just set it aside in their minds, they didn't just say, ooh, or think, we're going to have those te'enim. They actually hid it. So this is called a machshava hanekeres mitoich maseim, and therefore it's effective even though children did it. That's what the Batanura explains it. So once again, we have children that are out in the field that hid these te'enim for Shabbos. V'shakhu l'asrim, they forgot to take off maestros. What that means is they forgot to ask their father to take off maestros because ketanim can't take off maestros. And you can't take off maestros during Shabbos. So lo yachlu l'mitzoy Shabbos. You can't even eat this on mitzoy Shabbos. Ad shei asrim until maestros are taken. Because once it became an official Shabbos food, it stays asr. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Kalkolas Shabbos. Kalkolas Shabbos means a Shabbos basket. You have a basket of fruit that a person said, oh, covered Shabbos Kodesh. B'shamay poitrin. B'shamay say, listen, until Shabbos begins, you can still have a chilas aroi from it. B'sil mechaim, the B'sil say, you put it into a special basket, it's on such a madrega, such a chashivas, then the fruit cannot be eaten without taking off maestros even before Shabbos. Why? This was set aside for Shabbos in such a chash of a way, the kviyas for maestros sets in right there and then. Let's say there's a special drawer where you put away your Shabbos nash, and you would try to cheat and take some cookies. Your mother says, what's in that drawer is the covered Shabbos, right? Those are for Shabbos. There's a certain chashivas to it. Some say you don't change your mind once you put it in that drawer. It's used for Shabbos. The Zainish talks about that. That's why the Basil say over here, once it's even set aside for Shabbos, there's already a chi of maestros, even before Shabbos comes. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af haloiket es hakalkala. Someone collects peiros and puts them into a basket, l'shloich l'chaveri, to send off to a friend. Lo yeyachal, you should not eat from those peiros, ad sheyasaser. Not even a chilas aroi, even if he didn't send it yet, says the Batanur. Once it was singled out to be sent, he's makbid on it. None of, that's not for us, we're sending that as a present to someone. So it's similar to the Kokela Shabbos, but the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, normally a matana is not one of the things that's Kaveh L'Maisrus. We said if you sell it, it's Kaveh L'Maisrus, not a gift. But if you're sending payrois to someone, Bederach Kovet, it has greater chashivas, and therefore it's already considered something that's it's very chashiv. You can't eat it before you take off Maisrus. So chazing over a Mishnah, children who hid te'enem out of the field, covered Shabbos. If they took it into the house, it's mechuyev and maestros anyway. And they forgot to tell their father to take off maestros. You can't even eat it mitzoyi Shabbos, because once it was set aside officially as oinik Shabbos, it's mechuyev and all maestros. And it goes to shlav days, no achilas aroi. Also, we have an official basket that was put away le covered Shabbos. The Bishami say it's still potter until Shabbos comes, but the Basil say no. Once it's set aside in such a chash of a way for Shabbos, it's already mechuyev b'maisrus. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you gather peiros and put them into a basket to send to a friend, it has a special chashivas, and you cannot eat it till you take off maisrus, even if you never wound up sending it to the friend.